The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. We have to go back to the late 19th century for the story behind some enigmatic concrete ruins to be seen just up from the shore at Cornay. They were intended to be an explosives factory, but obviously this didn't happen. The explosives concerned was called Bellite, and it was the brainchild of a Swedish scientist called Carl Lamm, who took out a patent on it in 1885. Its main virtue was that it was a safe explosive. In other words, safer to handle than other explosives. It could not be set off in any way unless it had a detonator attached with a fuse. It also had a greater explosive force than gunpowder. Carl Lamm sold the manufacturing rights to a British company, which saw it as a good investment. The snag was that there was no provision in law for its manufacture in Britain. This was seen as an opportunity for the Isle of Man, standing outside the UK by the Lieutenant Governor of the day, Sir Spencer Walpole. All it needed was for Tynwald to pass legislation to establish controls for such an industry, and, of course, a place to build the factory. Cornay was chosen because it was isolated. It was readily accessible, and a small harbour could easily be established on the shore. Then, 130 years ago, in January 1890, legislation was drafted and work started on building the factory, no difficulties being envisaged. But it still needed thinking about, and public support was sought and gained by way of field tests on Bellite, carried out in front of Governor Walpole, members of Tynwald, and others, on a meadow at Pullrose adjoining the nunnery, and then at Cornay itself for Ramsey Town commissioners and members of the public. Meanwhile, work on the factory was progressing fast, with 60 workmen on the site, and a jetty was being excavated out of solid rock on the north side of the shore, from which a small railway line would run up to the factory. Meanwhile, Carl Lamm himself was on the island supervising it all. The plan was that the ingredients of Bellite would be shipped into Cornay, where it would be processed and made into cartridges for export from the island. Everything seemed to be set fair. But trouble was brewing up. There were reservations among members of Tynwald. There was local opposition, expressed in a petition by 5 men with land adjoining the site. Tynwald responded by turning its attention to drawing up legal safeguards. But a sudden and unexpected event heightened what was becoming a controversy. A vessel, which had been waiting for some time in Ramsey Harbour, with a cargo of Bellite ingredients ready for delivery to Cornay, and it was ordered to leave by the town commissioners, and it had to anchor out in the bay, presumably for public safety reasons. But even more conclusive was that the Bellite company in the UK was getting into difficulties with finding a market for its product. In September 1892, the whole thing came to an end. The project was abandoned, and everything movable from the site at Cornay was sold by public auction. The builders had already left, and the unroofed walls began to be taken over by natural growth, which today almost hides them from view unless you get up close. It's been pretty much like that since 1890, and as far as I know, there are no plans for demolition. After all, the ruins add a little mystery to the other charms of Cornay. You know, I think it's time I had a little trip back up there sometime to see if all is still in order. Or disorder, if you prefer.